This is Daguerreau's Maskless MGTOW Flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 694, part 2, entitled, "It's very much in the self-interest of a woman to be bi-conscious." Carrying straight on. But the bitter reality is, in today's world, that two-thirds of young men in the US don't even date young women. So politicians are now forced, capital letters, to address this issue, or we wipe ourselves out. So I consider it likely that the more courageous of male politicians will start attacking the monoconsciousness of feminists, of MFBs, in brackets, that is a masculine label for, quotes, monoconscious feminazi bigot, close brackets. That is, feminists who are closed-minded towards the idea that women oppress men worse, despite the persuasive power of the evidence in favour of this masculist claim. It's amazing to bi-conscious masculists, for whom the claim that gender oppression is a two-way street is as plain as day. Yet ideologically committed monoconscious feminists often suffer cognitive dissonance when confronted with bi-conscious masculists for the first time. It's like going up to a priest and telling him, "There's no God. You've wasted your whole life." End quote. Of course, the priest is not going to accept such a psychologically traumatizing idea and will reject it with vigor. Similarly with monoconscious feminists. So bi-conscious masculists and bi-conscious politicians of either sex will have to be vigorous with their public rejection of feminist monoconsciousness and attack prominent monoconscious feminist public figures with the aim of transmitting the message that, quote, "If you remain monoconscious, you'll be seen increasingly by society, by your boyfriend, by your female friends and colleagues, as a narrow-minded, gender-politically ignorant bigot, and you will be socially and sexually rejected by men." End quote. So once these politicians have converted themselves to bi-consciousness, they can put real pressure on the journalists and media people to spread masculist and MGTOW ideas, so that the whole of society in its millions can become familiar with the ideas of the manosphere, so that these ideas then become mainstream, so that political actions can then follow that are based on these ideas. In particular, the masculists want the establishment of GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so the gender issues of both sexes can be addressed equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gender-centric world seen in gender political terms. These GECs will then systematically men-fare the gender laws. The masculine half of these GECs will push for the fipping of women, since they will see, masculine style, that most of men's gender issues will be solved by the creation of a fip society, so that women are socialized and educated to be fips and not expect to parasite, fluffy style, off the money and labour of a man. The fipping of women will allow the divorce courts to be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that custody of children is made joint by default, as is already the case in a quarter of US states. Alimony will be thrown out. There will be no halving of wealth nor stuff. The original owner of the house gets to keep it. With divorce no longer toxic for men, more young men will be prepared to be fathers again, so young women will be more likely to have a man in their lives who is prepared to help them pay for the costs of raising kids. As society becomes increasingly bi-conscious, women will become less repulsive to men. In today's world, men do not want to have a relationship with a woman who is a, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunt, end quote, who, in all her monoconscious bias, her monoconscious gender political ignorance, generally believes what feminism has taught her. That is, that men are the oppressors of women, that men are pigs, men are rapists, men are toxic, and the like. Bi-conscious women are a lot more likely to get a man, since bi-conscious feminists have had their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, etc., cancelled by their bi-conscious feminist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, for example, man's slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc. Such bi-conscious women are more likely to be the kind of woman that masculists actually like and with whom are more likely to agree to have a date with. That is, women who are SNURFs. That's S-N-U-R-F. That is, slim, nutritive, fips. Slim, health-conscious males cross off in a tenth of a second, two-thirds of women, since 40% of women in today's modern countries are obese and 30% are fat. Masculists want women who are nutritive to relive the experience they had, hopefully, with their mothers, who adored them when they were very small. Masculists definitely want women who are fips, since masculists see fluffies, in brackets, the opposite of fips, as the enemy, as vermin, to be exterminated, forced to rot on the shelf until fluffydom exists no more. Masculists see fluffies as committing the worst of all gender crimes, that is, man's slavery, which the masculists are at war against and aim to wipe out by wiping out fluffies, by forcing them to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped. Masculists see man's slavery as literally a thousand times bigger problem than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US during the slave period, and there are several billion man slaves in the world today. The immorality of Negro slavery was the root cause of the US Civil War. Masculists are at war against the fluffies and their man's slavery and aim to wipe them out. The bi-consciousing of women, of society, of male feminist men, needs to become political and soon, or we wipe ourselves out. Young women need to learn of the considerable advantages to them of being bi-conscious. Not only will they be more likely to have a boyfriend due to their lack of being monoconsciously feminazi bitchy, but also more likely to have a kid with a man around who is prepared to be an active father who helps pay for the costs of the kid. For more socially conscious, politically responsible women, there is the bigger thought that by becoming bi-conscious and encouraging her female friends and acquaintances to do the same, she will be contributing to the non-extinction of the human species by helping to raise the currently catastrophically low birth rate. Hopefully, in a few years, bi-consciousness will be the social norm, so that monoconscious feminists and male feminists will come under tremendous social and moral pressure to become bi-conscious or suffer social and sexual rejection by the bi-conscious majority of people. The manosphere, and especially the much more politically conscious and active masculists, devote its time and mental energy to the spread of bi-conscious masculist ideas. So that at first, the more intellectual upper middle class citizens with their superior intelligence pick up on masculist ideas and then influence their less intelligent colleagues until bi-consciousness spreads through all layers of society, so that bi-consciousness translates into political action, so that the gender laws are changed, that is, made men fair. If the gender laws are not soon made men fair, if society remains bigotedly monoconscious as it is today, then we wipe ourselves out due to the dating strike by young men. Society has no choice but to undertake a general, systematic and thorough bi-consciousing so that men are prepared to date and be fathers again. Monoconscious feminism needs to be destroyed, to be seen for what it is, namely a cancer that is wiping out whole populations due to young men seeing young women as undateable, as too poisoned by feminism, that is, by monoconscious feminism. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 690 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at, quote, AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Masculist segment, close brackets. As well as, quote, Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube, brackets, although well down in the search list, since YouTube has shadow banned my Maskless videos. I have nearly 1,000 Maskless videos in 14 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, quotes, de Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X, searching the channel name de Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.